Hey, what's happening, my guys? How are we all doing? Welcome back to another podcast. A podcast that I haven't been doing for quite some time. I've seen that there's some plays on my podcast and other channels like Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and everything like that. And it's kind of disheartening because I haven't been uploading any podcast. And it's something that I really wanted to do, but I just haven't gotten around to it because I don't have my own space where I can like record a podcast or doing anything. Like currently, it is morning. It is sunrise, like around 5 to 8. That's 7:55, and I'm sitting in my car doing this podcast, watching the sunrise, and it's such an amazing day. It's such an amazing sunrise. It's cold. It's May. We still having some COVID infections going around the world, and yeah, it's a crazy time, crazy time. It's really crazy time because a lot of people have been stressed, a lot of mental breakdowns, and I kind of feel it in myself as well, where I'm on a verge of having a mental breakdown, not only because of all the stresses around it, but family as well, and it kind of just weighs upon you, which I can say this is one of the mentally difficult time in our lives. I wanted to cover a bunch of topics today, but I don't think I will get around to that. I know that there's a lot of people who can relate with what I'm saying at the moment, that the frustration that you have in life, things not going your way, it's all about financials, it's all about stress, it's all about just everything just weighs on you in this time. But just to sit on the mountain like where I am at the moment and just watch the sunrise, watch the mist roll over the city, it's just a calming effect. And like stress is at work, but I mean, I have a day job. And a lot of you guys have day jobs as well. I so much want to get out and do my own thing, to where my photography, just doing some content creation for places. But I've never gotten that extra step into that right direction. I've got some content, but I think there's a lot of bad mouthing on towards me that a lot of places don't just drops me, and that adds to the stress as well. And you know, it's also the point of where it's just so much rejections also that comes your way when you are just applying for things and just doesn't come to you, just gets rejected and without any answers actually. And it's really it takes a toll on you. Like for instance, like a lot of people, their day jobs and stuff take the toll of them. It's not something that they want to do in life. I'm working in design, graphic design. It's something that I wanted to do way back when I was still in primary school. But at this very moment, I really don't want to do it because it's not what my heart feels. I just want to go out and explore. Doing the content creation, taking the photos, doing something that is my biggest love, doing the videos and everything for the companies and things. Because right at this moment, it's really taking a toll on me mentally, physically. I haven't been in gym for a year. COVID has also been a part of that, the reason why I haven't been in gym for a year, but also that responsibilities, family responsibilities also taken into that, and it's really, really taken toll on me. Yeah, so let's get back to the job. I don't know if anybody listens to this, like, but you know, if you've been doing your best and everything, but you've just been overlooked all the time, and your things that you like, your ideas never go forward, or anything that just get rejected, that just get like patted down, that also takes like a lot out of you. I can't even say the word. I wanted to swear now and that, but current job that I have, I really don't want to be. But the thing is this, is that it's my day job. It's my bread and butter for the rest of my family. And it's a huge step if I just walk out on it, just to go pursue my dreams. I have to sort that out. I have to figure out the way in which I can do that, where is I can have like a lot of clients and things, and I can just go do my own thing. What I actually am looking at, I've seen a lot of influencers and stuff. There's a couple of them who've moved to Cape Town, like internationals, and they kind of doing this whole package thingy, this traveling package thingy for people, and they going on safaris and stuff and going out, doing all that, and people pay the package. Of course, they will get paid as well within that package, that deal that they're given, and they go have their adventures. And I'm kind of looking into that, something that I must do. I just have to figure it out. I have to write all these business ideas down, which I have in the past, but it never came to fruition, and that's also frustrating. I know that this is a bit of a downer, but it is the stresses in life, and that's the stresses that they could. It's taking a toll on me. I know that you guys have a lot of other stresses. I wish that I can have someone on the podcast who just talk about stress. But let's look at this past Saturday. This past Saturday, myself and a model friend, we're kind of like having this kind of doing some sort of something within the direction of doing content creation for brands and other things. And we shot now for... This past Saturday, we shot some content for, I just slipped my mind. Damn, it just slipped my mind. Oh my God. It's not the first to say that, what the hell? Like, seriously, dude, just for some outdoor gear, we just shot a lot of content for that this past Saturday, and it's looking good. It's looking good. That's the first the step in the right direction. It's just, I can't believe I... it's K-Way. There we go, it's K-Way. We shot some content for K-Way. I just have a lot on my mind that is just giving me this kind of brain fart that I'm having constantly now at the moment. But yeah, so there is a lot that I want to talk about, but I just cannot go there at the moment, because this is just me just venting on all of my frustrations that I have in life, and things. I just have to put it out there, otherwise it's going to stay in my mind, because I'm really this frustrated. And I think that this is the best medium that I can actually do it, if anybody like listens to it. If you do want to do have any suggestions or anything like that, or any of you know people I can get in contact with or anything, just you can reach me on social media. It's Ash Art Visuals, Instagram and Twitter as well. You can just DM me, or you can send directly to my email. It's ashartvisuals@ashleyirvinrobertson.com. Then I'll get your emails, and I'll just have a look at all of the things. But I would love to talk about movies. I would love to talk about what's recently going on, like, you know, well, it's, and have some people, and we just talk about a lot of crap and all of that things. Thing is, just want to bring up, I have been talking like with a friend, and I did this whole phone call thingy, but the podcast was, and it was sometime last year, but the podcast just didn't go forward because it wasn't recording. I thought it was recording. Yeah, but anyways, let me just cut it off there. Whoever's listening to this, thank you for listening. You know, I haven't uploaded in a while. This is my first podcast in a while. I would love to go like on topic, like have everything like smoothened out and just talk about it. But yeah, it's just like I said before, I just have to vent all of this frustrations out, that otherwise I'm gonna be keeping it. I'm just gonna drive me crazy. So I just have to talk about that. Well, thank you for listening, and I hope that I can do this podcast. I really hope that I can do this podcast. For those who are listening, thank you again, and I'll see you in the next podcast. Awe masakan. Good morning, it is another fantabulous, fantastic sunrise. I am again on the same spot I was yesterday on Signal Hill, overlooking the sunrise of Cape Town. And I'm in a much better mood than I was yesterday. So let's talk about movies. Okay? For the past year of the pandemic, we haven't had cinemas open. Some cinemas are open right at this moment. Not a lot of them. Some cinemas, especially in the States, have closed down. There hasn't been a lot of movies being released because a lot of them don't want to release on streaming. Talking about streaming, streaming services have been doing well. A lot of companies are looking towards streaming services. We have Amazon Prime. We have HBO Max that just been released. We have a lot of things. Netflix has been going strong, like absolutely strong. At this moment, we have some skateboarding thing going on. People taking photos of a skateboarder. They just drove past me, taking photos of a skateboarder skating down Signal Hill Road with a drone shot as well happening. Okay, off topic, let's go back to movies. You know, I have this problem where I just cannot stay on topic whenever I speak or I record a podcast, record a vlog or anything. I just cannot stay on topic. But back to movies. Streaming services are doing very well. So a lot of companies are looking towards streaming services. We know HBO Max recently has been doing the dual releases on cinema as well as streaming. Same day releases. We had the Snyder Cut, Justice League, which I loved. A lot of people don't love it, but I think they're mostly biased towards Zack Snyder. That is the reason why they didn't like it. I know a lot of you will disagree with me, but that's the way I see it. And that is just what it is. But it's done well. Regardless of people thinking that it hasn't been doing well, especially in the US, it has been doing well. Like, but I don't know, there's some just huge bias, but we won't get into that. Let's just move on. Let's move on to the next. We have also Zack Snyder's Army of the Dead hitting Netflix, but also first for Netflix, it will hit Netflix on Netflix and as well as big screen on cinema as well. So that is a huge, huge, huge thing for Netflix, which is also drawing Christopher Nolan towards Netflix. And away from Warner Brothers, which we will be calling Toxic Brothers at the moment. Yes, they are very toxic, which the whole thing, the narrative which they're doing, the entire using Black Superman, where is they have treated Black actors very badly and they're trying to tokenize everything. So Christopher Nolan moving away from, trying to move away from Warner Brothers, talking with Netflix. The only thing which is close to Christopher Nolan's heart, which Netflix release, is that he wants his movies to be released in cinema. So with Zack Snyder's Army of the Dead being released duly on Netflix and cinema, it will be a bigger step for them getting Christopher Nolan as well. But here in Netflix, let's talk about Jupiter's Ascending. I don't know, like, can anybody explain to me what happened in Jupiter's Legacy? Like, seriously, I was entirely confused. Like, what the was going on? It was extremely slow. And this coming from the guy that said Batman vs. Superman on Twitter like a couple of years back. Batman vs. Superman, people shouldn't be walk free who made that movie. And this is hell of a confusing. I have no idea what the fuck is going on Jupiter's Legacy. Like, the ending, the last episode was good. The rest of it wasn't that well. The 1920s or 1940s part was exceptional. I think they should have just gone that route than just doing it like they had to do this whole lead up to with the power, but that flashback scenes, the whole flashback editing was terrible. The modern day scenes was terrible. And I'm just entirely confused because I have no idea what's going on in Jupiter's legacy. Talking about superheroes, Marvel's doing a pretty good job. And let's go to let's lead on to the studios, DC and Marvel. Marvel's doing a pretty good job with what they are releasing, what they are doing with the plans and everything. Even though some of the movies don't do that well, they still have it in the plans and they still accept it. Unlike DC, which is run by Warner Brothers Studios, practically just run by Warner Brothers Studios, which is an absolute mess. It is a mess because Warner Brothers doesn't have a vision of where they want to be. They said, and Smirnoff said recently that they want to follow Marvel, but they've been trying that for the past so how many years. The thing about Warner Brothers is that they have good freaking filmmakers, but they keep meddling in their filmmakers' projects, which absolutely sabotages what they want to do and sabotages the plans. So when a movie doesn't do well, they just scrap everything and just blame the filmmaker and just scrap the whole plan, whole idea, and want to start anew. How many times have they started anew now? What did they do with Justice League 2017? They messed it up with Joss Whedon. There was no reason for Joss Whedon to reshoot scenes in a different angle, which he had scenes that was shot already. There was no reason for that. Absolutely no reason. Zack Snyder had a plan. All they could have done was just change a little bit, but just carry on the plan and just form the DCEU, which they would have like fleshed out right now. The thing that they also didn't want black actors like Green Lantern, Jon Stewart, to be in the Snyder Cut. And yet they cast a white actor to play Guy Gardner. Guy Gardner is a white actor, is a white character, but I mean, come on. You could have had Jon Stewart in the Green Lantern series if you didn't want him to be in the Snyder Cut. Like, seriously. And now you're talking, and now you're going with the Black Superman, which is not a problem. The only thing is that you're doing a Kal-El. You're doing Black Clark Kent instead of just fleshing out the characters which you already have in the comic books, which are black. Like, seriously, what the hell, the Warner Brothers? What is going on there? You know what? I've did this thing on Twitter. I've released this. I did a post on Twitter. I think that Warner Brothers are basically the Dr. Evil crew. You know, when they do this whole laugh, like, everybody laughs. Yeah, so I think that is Warner Brothers. Like, absolutely Warner Brothers. I have no idea why they sabotage in their own movie division, especially for DC. Why are they doing that? Birds of Prey wasn't a success. It wasn't a terrible movie, but it was bad. And yet, that is getting fleshed out. That is might possibly get... Margot Robbie might possibly get another spin-off from the Suicide Squad that's coming now. James Gunn's Suicide Squad, which... Okay, might be a hit, might not be a hit, depending on it, because it is DC. Wonder Woman 84 was bad, was terrible. And yet the following day, on the release, they announced a third Wonder Woman movie. And I don't know what the hell is going on with DC. Not just DC, but we can't blame DC, we have to blame the company that is actually producing the movies, that is actually made in the movies, which is Warner Brothers. Toxic Brothers. They are the ones that is sabotaging those projects. The Animal City's Flash movie, I'm very scared for that. I hope it will be good. I hope there will be not a lot of meddling in, but come on. Don't meddle. Give your input, but Don't meddle. If something is good, leave it as is. Don't change it. If you think something's not working, change a little bit of it, but don't change the fucking entire movie. Don't cut it up. Don't decide, okay, we're going to hire another company which cut an entire 2.5 movie. It won't work. David Ayer is another filmmaker that's been screwed over by WB, by Warner Brothers. And it's not fair because he's getting all the blame for it. The same like Zack Snyder for the past 5 years. Been getting the blame for 2017 Justice League. When everything was brought out that it was actually Joss Whedon was the one that did the entire toxicness on the set and changed the things. But yet, Zack Snyder's name is still on that Justice League. But okay, let's just go on. Let's move on. So Jupiter's Legacy. Not a good, I don't know. It also came on the heels of other things like the Marvel stuff, Marvel series, which is Falcon, Winter Soldier, WandaVision, Loki coming up in June. Am I not mistaken? June, yes. Also, Invincible. It just started after Invincible, which was incredible. Damn, Invincible was incredible. I absolutely love it. The thing about it, the whole Invincible thing, is like people freaking die. Like, brutally. And if you compare it to a Zack Snyder thing, is like, I was watching this, this Double Toasted things. They would say, like, oh, big fan of Zack Snyder killing of superheroes and stuff like that. But they're applauding Invincible, which is kind of, like, biased. Yes, it is. It's such a beautiful sunrise. I wish you all could see the sunrise. And, I wish I could have done a YouTube podcast, video podcast, so you can actually see the sunrise. But it's beautiful. Also, yeah, so movies are coming back. Slowly, but surely. I feel incredibly bad for Black Widow, though. The Black Widow movie, because it's a long time coming. I mean, that is one of the characters that should have gotten a movie like entirely long time. I mean, it's been delayed since last year because of the pandemic, and now they want to release it in cinemas. So it's in July. The release is in July. So I hope it does good. I hope it doesn't like not do good, because I mean, come on, Black Widow was one of the first Avengers core members in the 2012 Avengers movies, and it's been around for quite some time, and only getting a movie now. Solo movie, which a lot of the other characters excepting Hulk has had the solo movie. So I hope it does well. I really hope Black Widow does well, because it will really suck if it doesn't. I mean, like, Captain Marvel had a movie, WandaVision, Wanda had a TV series, a couple of episodes. Falcon and Winter Soldier had the episodes, the series, which I am pretty glad that Sam at the end is finally being recognized, is finally being liked, because throughout the Falcon and Winter Soldier series, I feel that Sam has gotten a bad rap, especially from fans, because they had this whole rating of popular characters, and Zemo was the top one, whereas the series was called Falcon and Winter Soldier, and Sam wasn't anywhere in that ranking. Like, even Sharon Carter was ranked like high, Bucky and that. But after Sam got his Captain America shield and his new suit in the final episode, people have started liking him, and I'm very glad, I'm very happy of that. So, that is movies. If there's any other movies you like, talk about or anything like that, just hit me up. We have Ashard Visuals. That is A-S-H-R-V-I-S-U-L. Visuals with the S at the end. So, Ashard Visuals on Twitter, Instagram, on Facebook is Ashley Irvin Robertson. So guys, thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you really enjoyed my rant. Thank you very much. And I will see you in the next podcast.